The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm tracking a cold front that'll drop temperatures overnight tonight through Friday, and then a quick warm-up this weekend with a bunch of wind and a pattern change unfolding for next week with a chance of rain and much cooler temperatures. Good morning, my friends and followers, and welcome to Wednesday. A light jacket definitely necessary this morning as temperatures have fallen into the low to mid-50s. Believe it or not, they're still above average for this time of the year. 47's our average low and 67's our average high. And it'll be much warmer than that today, with highs reaching the mid to upper 70s out ahead of that cold front that will be coming through dry this afternoon, right before you head home from work. You'll definitely need a jacket tomorrow morning as temperatures will fall between 43 and 50, depending on where you live. Plenty of sunshine by tomorrow afternoon, high temperatures only near 70 degrees. Go ahead and rinse and repeat that forecast for Friday as well, near 70. Southerly winds pick up this weekend. Temperatures will creep up into the mid-70s on Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday. You'll also start noticing some low clouds starting to move in by Sunday and Monday mornings as humidity levels increase off the Gulf of Mexico. Our next weather maker after that arrives the second half of Monday into Tuesday. A Pacific front will move through Monday evening into Tuesday morning, giving us a chance for showers and storms. As of now, it looks like the heavier rain and isolated strong storms will remain to the west of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. High temperatures on Monday will be near 70 degrees with a lot of clouds around. A second cold front will move through the area the second half of Tuesday. There might be some showers and storms along that front, especially Dallas east. Windy and much colder air will filter in for Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Some areas may not get out of the 50s for highs, with morning lows in the 30s and 40s. We'll have to keep an eye on that freeze line for Thursday and Friday morning of next week. Have a great day today, and please enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.